match started. And we are underway in the GPAC Championship. Loman serve is taken to the back by Freeman. She'll get set to the right. Blocked back by Knutson, and Jamestown starts with an exclamation point and a block from Knutson and Thomas. And it's 1-0 Jamestown. Loman will serve again for the Jimmies. The senior from Mandan, North Dakota. Her serve hits the tape, and it'll be a service error for the Jimmies. And it's 1-1. Serving for the College of St. Mary, Zakreski. Reggie Zakreski. Here's Zakreski's serve taken by Anna Holland. Loman sets the middle for Knutson off the block and ricochets to the right sideline. And a point for Jamestown. 2-1 Jimmies. Hannah Sheely will serve. And here's Sheely's serve, played at the just beyond the 10-foot line by Zakreski. They'll set to the right. That's off the block, hit over by Willem. And Sheely passes the ball up left for Ellie Michaelitz and played in the back row by Robley. This gets set back to the left side and blocked back again. This time it was Sabadash and Knutson. McKenna Freeman had that one slammed back at her. And it's 3-1 Jamestown. Sheely's serve played by Zakreski. This takes the setter Patton outside the 10-foot line. Hit across and back to Jamestown. They're in system. Right side, Sabadash off the block. Good save by Robley. Nobody went for the second touch. And now Robley will hit it across. And Jamestown's back in system. Left side, Michaelitz on the attack. Nice sliding dig by Zakreski. Set to the middle. Tipped over by DeLui. And a point for the College of St. Mary. Jimmy's 3, Flames 2. Set 1, Emma Hearn will serve for the Flames. Hearn serve taken by Sheely. Loman bumps one up left. This goes to Michaelitz to the back line and out just beyond the baseline. So it's 3-3 now in set 1. And Hearn will serve again for the Flames. Herm serve taken by Sheely. Loman just inside the 10-foot line. Sets right for Sabadash, and she tried to tip it over as it was too close to the net and knocked back at her by Cameron Willem. And it's 4-3, College of St. Mary with the lead. Their first lead in this match comes 7 points in. Herm serve taken by Sheely. Loman sets the slide for Knutson, and Britta's got another one. 4-4, second kill for Knutson. And serving for the Jimmies will be the libero, Sydney Ellingson. Ellingson serve taken by Zakreski. Patton will set the left side. And that's blocked back off the attack by Willem. And they're right back in system to Freeman. And she splits the back row defense. And Freeman puts the Flames back in front. 5-4 lead for the College of St. Mary. Alexis Petrie to serve for the Flames. Petrie's serve taken by Sheely. Pass takes Loman outside the 10-foot line. Knutson will roll a shot to the middle, and it drops in. And Britta's got her third. Jackie Mickeljohn will come in for Knutson, and Karina Rood will come in for Loman. And it's 5-5. Jackie will serve. Mickeljohn's serve at the 10-foot line. Now Patton sets to the right. That's blocked by Rood, but covered up by Freeman. They'll go to the left side for Hogan. Dug out by Sheely. Tough pass. Rood punches it back, and Ellingson tries to play it, but it's going to land just behind Ellingson, and it's 6-5. The College of St. Mary with the lead. College of St. Mary took the opening set 26-24 when these two teams met 10 days ago. But after that, Jamestown pretty much in control. Here's the slide to Weedle. Dug out by Petrie. Robley passes it to the 10-foot line. Hit across by Freeman. Sheely's there. They'll set middle for Rood, and that's blocked and kept up by the Flames, and they pass it across. Set middle for Rood, and no chance for Robley. 6-6. The Jimmies in set 1. So Anna Holland will serve. Here's Holland's serve, near side, played by the College of St. Mary. They'll set right for Hogan, and she buries that one in the right corner. College of St. Mary leading 7-6. To their credit, so far the crowd hasn't bothered the College of St. Mary, it seems. Mickeljohn will set the left for Thomas, and she hits that one between Freeman and Robley. And Jordan Thomas has her first kill tonight. 7-7. Izzy Weedle to serve. Weedle serve taken by Freeman. Patton will set the middle for DeLuey, and she just throws that one down. And that's got to be a lift, right? So DeLuey throws it down, and John Hegarly's got a point. That awfully close to a lift. Serve from Patton. Taken by Jordan Thomas. Free ball over the net. Set up DeLuey, and she missed it long. No, they're going to say it's in. Oh, I had a pretty good view at that one. It looked to be beyond the baseline. And it's 9-8. The College of St. Mary with a one-point lead. Serve again coming for Ben. It's 9-7, excuse me. Serve to Holland. Mickeljohn sets for Root on the right, and that one is out. She tried to cut the court right to left and missed it wide. And it's 10-7. And the Jimmy faithful not happy with the line judge that's called both of those close ones against Jamestown. Holland plays in the back row. Set up to Root, and that one's knocked into the St. Mary bench. Off of the arms of McKenna Freeman. Jamestown down 10-8 in set one. Jamestown already threw that rotation with Mickeljohn. It goes back to Miranda Lohman serving. Lohman serve played. Now the tip to DeLuey, and that's going to be a lift called on DeLuey. So that time they get her for one. John Hegarly was arguing it last time. This time they call it. And it's 10-9. Jamestown down one. Serve coming from the senior for man, Dan Miranda Lohman. That's taken to the back row by Anderson. They'll set it beyond the 10-foot line to Anderson. Holland's there to dig it out. And Lohman tips to Knutson down the line, and Patton able to play it up. Left side for Anderson. She'll hit it across. There to get it for the Jimmies was Holland. Set left for Jordan Thomas. And that one off the block, and we are tied at 10 here in set one. So it's 10-10. That serve is out. So it's 11-10 in favor of the College of St. Mary. Now this serve goes out. So it is 11-11. And Hannah Sheely will serve for Jamestown. That's going to be taken to the back line by Zakreski. Set the middle for DeLuey, and down in front of Lohman. So it's 12-11. 1-point lead for the Flames. Herm will serve. She did not play in the game in Jamestown 10 days ago, and Herm serves that one out. So back-to-back service errors by the Flames. Serve over to the near side corner, played by Freeman. Now this gets set up for Anderson, picked up by the Jimmies. Sheely gets the second touch after Lohman had to dig it out. And right back to the College of St. Mary. Short corner tip. Ellingson dives, can't get there. And it's 13-12. The Flames lead. Serve over to Sheely. And that's going to be played to Knutson. Now hit across by Jamestown. Down one. Patton will set the right for Hogan, and she shoots that one down the sideline and out. So it's 13-13. Jackie Mickeljohn will serve. Mickeljohn serve played in the back by Freeman. Set up left for Hogan, and she hits it into the net. Point Jamestown, 14-13. So a one-point lead for the Jimmies. Mickeljohn serve taken to the 10-foot line by Freeman. Set to the middle. That's going to be tipped over. Ellingson dives. Mickeljohn tries to play it up, and it's going to go overhead. And it'll be a point for the Flames, 15-14. Or is it 14-14? It's 14-14. Serve from Freeman short. Sheely comes up to get it. They'll set middle for Rude. Dug out by Robley. Set him now to the left side for Anderson. Blocked back by Rude. Who's ever running the score is having trouble. Now it says 15-14 Jamestown. So it's a one-point Jimmy lead. Anna Holland will serve for the Jimmies. Holland jump serve to the side. Taken by Anderson. They'll set for Willman, blocked at the net. Now it's set up for Weedle on the right. That gets tipped over the head of Robley and drops in the corner. Jimmy's lead 16-14. And a two-point Jimmy lead and a timeout called by the College of St. Mary. Jimmy's up by two in set one.
The best steaks, the best ribs, and the all-around best food value in Jamestown are found at the Frontier Fort. And now you can play one of their five electronic gaming machines. Thursdays are rib night with fresh from the oven rack of ribs. Friday and Saturday nights, it's prime rib, baby. And any night, Monday through Saturday, you can get a steak and shrimp dinner for just $12.95. We found the beef and the pork and the bison and elk. It's at the Frontier Fort Restaurant. Opens at 4 p.m. daily. Shop the gift shop below for North Dakota souvenirs, too.
Jimmy's with a 16-14 lead now in set number one. That'll be taken in the back row. Now Patton sets it up left for Anderson down the line and in. And it's 16-15. Serve coming from Robley, taken by Ellingson. Bumped up to the left side for Thomas. Hit over by Holland. Played in the back row by Freeman. Set left for DeLuey. Blocked by Karina Rude. But Freeman now an opportunity. That's blocked. Check that. That was blocked off the attack by Amber Anderson. And it is 17-15 Jamestown. So serve over to Robley. This was a free ball and Thomas sends it down. 18-15. Jamestown leads in set three. Serve over to Lohman. Taken by Zakreski. Set to the right for Hogan. And there to get it was Holen. And now Jamestown passes it over. Stayed in the antenna. Left side attack for Anderson off the block and down. So it's 18-16. Jamestown leads by two. And Patton will serve. Patton serve taken by Holland. Mickeljohn sets for Rude off the block. There to get it was Freeman. Pass back in by Patton. Freeman outside the 10-foot line. Hits to Ellingson. Jamestown in system. Right side. Savinash! And Taylor pounds that one inside the 10-foot line. So it's 19-16. Lohman will serve. Lohman serve, far side taken by, that was back over to Jamestown. Now this one in towards the net. Lohman with a great play to get it out, but Sabadash could not flip it over. And it's 19-17. And here's the serve coming by Zakreski. Taken by Holland. Lohman sets the left for Thomas. And Jordan does it again. And it's 20-17. Serve over by Sheely, nearly an ace. Left side hit out by Freeman. And it's 21-17. Timeout on the floor. Jimmy's leading by four in set one.
Make a bold fashion statement with the latest in designer eyewear from professional eye care centers. Ray-Ban, Versace, Coach, Oakley, Maui Jim, and Jimmy Choo are just a few to choose from. Go unique and edgy with Dutz, Vanny, and Spine, or super light and durable with Ovo. Your eyewear is one of your very best fashion accessories, so find your style at professional eye care centers, where the difference is clear, the difference is care. In Jamestown, call 252-5000.
Paying your energy bill. The
what would life be like without telephones, internet,
steps,
and digital cable?
All those steps.
Let's
to
not
the
even go there. Dakota Central is proud to be the local company that provides you with these high-tech communication options. Whether it's the crystal clear telephone connection,
I'm
the digital cable that produces
kind of
over 150
today.
Channels, HD and DVR, or reliable high-speed internet, Dakota Central provides it all, serving Jamestown and Carrington and beyond. Call 952-1000, 652-3184, or see them on the web at DakotaCentral.com.
21-17, Jamestown leading by four here in set one. Hannah Sheely will serve for the Jimmies. And here's Sheely's serve. Jimmy's up by four. Serve taken by Zakreski. Set middle for DeLouis, and that time she didn't lift it. That one goes right past Sheely in the back row. It's 21-18. Jimmy's lead by three. Herm to serve for the College of St. Mary. Jimmy's 21, the Flames 18. Oh, and Ellingson shanks the receive, and now Jamestown has to send one across. It's a free ball to the Flames. They're in system. Left side, Freeman, it doesn't matter. Knutson and Sabanash at the net deny Freeman again. So it's 22-18. Jamestown leads by four, and Ellingson will serve. Lefty serve from Ellingson, taken by Zakreski. Patton sets the right for Herm. This one's blocked. Played at the 10-foot line by Freeman. They'll go back to Freeman on the left. Hit the net. Point Jamestown. 23-18, Jimmy's lead by five. Trying to take a one-set-to-nothing lead here in the GPAC Championship. Ellingson serve taken by Zakreski. Patton moved out of her spot. Set left for Freeman. Tips it over. And Knutson turning around. Plays it. Now it's tipped across by Weedle. And back to the Flames. Left side Freeman off the touch at the net. There to get it for Jamestown with Sheely. Left side Michlitz off the block. Patton throws it into the middle. Left side tip over again. Lohman covers it for Jamestown. Sheely gets the second touch. Pass left. Set up Michlitz. And into the net are the Saints. And a point Jamestown, and it's going to be set point here, the first for the Jimmies. They will have six of them. Sydney Ellingson serves. Newman Arena rises to its feet. Ellingson serve taken by Zakreski. They'll set left for Freeman. That's dug out by Ellingson. Lohman out of the standard. Sets it up for Weedle, and she hits it into the net. So it's 24-19. Still five more set points coming here in set one. Serve over by the Flames. Played by Sheely. They're in system. Lohman dumps middle. Oh, what a play by Robley. Passed over by Hogan. And now Jamestown another chance. Lohman sets to Britta. Bang! And Jamestown wins the opening set 25-19. Knutson with the exclamation point. 25-19, Jimmy's in the opener. We'll take a timeout, back with a second set after this.
The dental specialists of Jamestown understand the dedication and hard work you place in each other as a team. Through dedication, time, and teamwork, all things are made possible. At Dental Specialists of Jamestown, Dr. Alley and the knowledgeable staff work together as your orthodontic team. The dental specialist team works together to make your smile shine brighter, stronger, and help align your teeth to give you that smile that you deserve. Let the dental specialist of Jamestown be your orthodontic team. Call 252-1212 or go online at jamestownbraces.com.
Two Rivers Printing is your local source for anything printed on paper. As a full-service print shop, they offer quick printing services, cookbooks, all kinds of business forms, binding, and more. So call for banner signs, invitations, business documents, and more. They can also do wide format printing in matte, gloss, blueprints, and polyester. With a staff that boasts 38 years of experience, you know it'll be done right. Call Two Rivers Printing at 251-1266 at the end of 10th Street, Jamestown.
The harder kids play, the harder they fall. On the field, the court, or the playground, injuries and broken bones happen. Essentia Health's orthopedics and sports medicine team offers easy access to experts who provide compassionate care to get your kids back in the game as safely and quickly as possible. Essentia Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, caring for you like nowhere else. For more information, visit EssentiaHealth.org.
Jamestown takes the opening set by a score of 25-19. Welcome you back inside Newman Arena. Steve Linsmeyer with you tonight. Jamestown with the opening set victory, and we have got ourselves one hell of an atmosphere tonight here at Newman Arena. It has been a huge day for the Jimmy Athletic teams. The football team got their win in the regular season finale, 31-10 over Briar Cliff. And the Jimmy basketball teams with a GPAC road sweep of Doan earlier today as well. And now the Jimmy volleyball team trying to finish off what would be a banner day for the Jimmys. And they're off to a dang good start after taking the opener 25-19. So the College of St. Mary will serve to open up set number two. We've had some pretty good atmospheres in this place, but this one is certainly at the top of the list right now. Patton will serve to get it started here at Newman Arena in set two. Patton serve, played by Ellingson, inside or at the 10-foot line, set for Britta. That's going to hit the back corner. It's Jamestown 1-0. Knutson starts the second set with another kill. That is her sixth already. Hannah Sheely on to serve for the Jimmies. Sheely serve. This we set up to DeLuey, and off the block it ricochets between Ellingson and Sheely. And a kill for DeLuey. That is going to be her sixth. And Zakreski will serve. Zakreski serve, played by Sheely. Good pass to Lohman. Lohman sets the right for Sabanash. Dug out by Patton. Second touch comes to Robley, the libero. Right side hit over off the block and played up to Ellingson. Lohman sets it left to Michaelitz. Tried to cut the side, but played on that far side by Freeman. They'll set back to Freeman and another block, but this time it's covered up by Robley. Freeman rolls a shot to Jamestown. Lohman to Sheely. Left side for Michaelitz, but she tips it into the antenna. And it will be a point for the College of St. Mary. They lead 2-1 here in set two. Jimmy's up 1-0 in the match. Serve over to the near sideline, played by Michaelitz. Lohman sets quick for Britta. That's going to be dug out and tipped over and out. It was tipped over by Freeman, and she just knocked it out the back door. And Jamestown with a tie now at 2-2 in set two. Served by Ellingson, short, played by Freeman. Patton will set middle for DeLui, blocked back, and covered up by Robley. Right side attack to Willman, that hit the tape, comes back, four hits against the Flames, and a point for Jamestown. Jimmy's lead 3-2 now in the second set. Ellingson serve, played by Robley, lunging to her left. Set up now to the left side for Freeman, and she hits that one down in front of Ellingson. So 3-3 in set two, and Herm will serve for the Flames. Her serve near sideline. There to get it was Mikelich. Great pass to Lohman. Set middle for Weedle. Tips it over, and the Saints scramble it back over to the Jimmies. Right side for Weedle, and there's a collision in the back row between Patton and Zakreski, and Jamestown leads 4-3. So the Jimmies with a one-point lead in set two, up 1-0 in the match. Serve coming from Jackie Mickeljohn. Taken by Freeman. They'll set middle for Willman. Tipped over. Weedle covers it. Left side, Mikelich, 10-foot line. Hits it back to Zakreski. Free ball comes over to the Jimmies. They'll go right back to Mikelich on the left. This time she hits it long. So 4-4. And I know I mentioned that the fact that the Jimmy basketball teams won earlier today, but I got to give them a shout-out. I'm being told they're listening and watching on their way back from Crete, Nebraska today. So shout-out to them. Big wins for the Jimmies. Here's Rude, dug out by Robley. Left side, tip over from Willem, back to Sheely. Mickeljohn sets for Weedle, punched in the air by Robley and saved by the Flames. Left side, back to Freeman, blocked again. Rude got her hands on it, and Freeman with another chance. This time it's in on the left corner, and St. Mary jumps in front 5-4. Well, the Flames with a one-point lead in set two, down 1-0 in the match. Serve coming from Petrie. They'll set the slide for Weedle. She'll tip it into the corner, and that one goes out. So the Flames lead 6-4. And serve coming from Petrie. Petrie serve short, and Mikelich with a great pass to Mickeljohn, and then Rude gets that one into the tape, and she hit the net. So it's 7-4. Flames leading by three. And Petrie to serve for the Flames. Another short one. This time it goes to Weedle. Mickeljohn sets to Rude, and that will end the run for the College of St. Mary as Karina Rude buries that one on the right sideline. So it's 7-5. Jamestown down two. Anna Holland on to serve for the Jimmies. Holland serve, a good one, taken by Zakreski. They'll set the left side. This is off the block, right back to Holland. Mickeljohn sets left for Thomas, and that one is punched into the net by Petrie, and a point for Jamestown. 7-6. Flames in set two. Serve coming from Anna Holland again, the sophomore from Lemoore, North Dakota. Short serve, 10-foot line, Robley's there. They'll set it left, it's going to be tipped over. Great save by Mickeljohn, 10-foot line set to Anna, she hit the net. 8-6, the Flames lead. Serve coming from Freeman, taken by Holland. Great pass to Mickeljohn. Sets middle for Rude, and no chance for Petrie. Jimmy's down 8-7, and Izzy Weedle will serve. Weedle stands at the basketball baseline and sends that one to Robley. Petrie looked like maybe a double hit on the set, but they don't call it, and a kill from Hogan. 9-7 Flames. They lead by two, trying to even up the match. Jimmy's up 1-0. Serve from Robley is out. Another service error by the Flames. So it's 9-8 now. Jamestown down by one. Miranda Lohman rotates back in. That means Britta Knutson will play the front row. Mikkel, John, and Rude out. Serve from Lohman. Left side, they're going to set it for Willem, or for Anderson. Blocked back at her. And hit across and out by Freeman. She hit it long. It just missed the baseline. And we are all level in set two. So 9-9 in the second. Lohman serve just barely skims the net, and it's in the right corner, an ace for Miranda Lohman. Serve from Lohman, played by Freeman. Pass takes Petrie off her spot. It'll be passed across by Anderson. Jimmy's have a chance. Set up for Britta. Knocked back by Petrie, and Robley will get it to Anderson, who just hits a roll shot into the middle. And Ellingson a little late coming down. And a 10-10 tie now in set two. So serve coming from Patton as she comes back in, played by Holland. Lohman backs up one step, sets it for Sabanash through the block, and the Jimmies lead 11-10. So a one-point Jimmy lead. Here's Hannah Shealy's serve at the 10-foot line. Anderson plays it. Patton will set it back to Anderson on the right, and that one drops in front of Shealy. 11-11. Level in set two. Serve is out as Zakreski hits that one long. And the Jimmies take a one-point lead. Ellingson serving now for Jamestown. Ellingson serve, played by Freeman. Patton will set the right for Willem off the tape, and there to get it was Ellingson. Lohman passed it back to the middle and hit across by Knutson. Robley has it. Patton, left side for Freeman, and that was on its way out, but Shealy dove after it and played it, and it's off her right arm and out, so it's a point for the Flames. I believe that one was going to be out of play anyway. Serve over to Shealy. Pass takes Lohman outside. She'll pass it left for Michaelitz. This can be taken by Zakreski in the back row for the Flames. Left side tip over. Michaelitz is there. Right side for Weedle. She tips the side, but it hit the antenna. And the Flames leap back in front 13-12. Herm will come on to serve for the College of St. Mary. Jimmy's hitting just 0.050 here in set two. Trying to get the offense going. Lohman sets to Michaelitz, tips the side. Patton dives. Second touch to Herm, and a lift is going to be called. Double contact is going to be called on Herm. So it's 13-13. And Mikkeljohn will serve for the Jimmies. Rude rotates back in. Mikkeljohn serve, taken by Zakreski. They'll set middle, tip by Willem. Mikkeljohn there to get it on the sideline. Second touch to Shealy. Left side for Michaelitz, and off the block. It lands in front of Patton. 14-13. Jimmy's up one. Set two, up 1-0 in the match. Serve from Mikkeljohn. 10-foot line, played by Zakreski. Patton sets the left for Freeman. Blocked. She'll send it in towards the middle. Left side for Willem, and she buries that one in front of Shealy. So 14-14. Back and forth we go here in set two. Serve from Petrie. Played by Michaelitz. Mikkeljohn outside the circle. Left side set for Michaelitz. Crossed the floor. There to get it was Robley. Left side for Freeman off the tape. It gives Shealy just enough time. Plays it up. Right side to Weedle. Blocked back. Set up perfectly for Michaelitz. Hit over to Zakreski. Played out of the net by Patton. And then Freeman hits it into the net. Point Jamestown. A little bit of fire again from the Newman Arena faithful. Hasn't been a lot to cheer about here in set two. It's been sort of a disjointed second set. A lot of single point runs, no real long rallies. And here's a serve from Anna Holland. Taken by Zakreski. Petrie sets it to the left for Freeman. That one's going to be played by Holland on the back line. Mickeljohn sets the left for Thomas. Blocked back. Weedle covers it up. Mickeljohn sets Anna beyond the 10-foot line. That'll be dug up by Petrie in a slide. And Robley will set it a little too close to the net. And Rude slams it back. 16-14. Jimmy's up two now in the second. Anna Holland will serve for Jamestown. Holland's serve taken by Zakreski. Petrie sets it left for Freeman. That one is blocked. And they're going to say the block hit the off the block. It hit the antenna. So that will be a point for the Flames. It's 16-15. And Freeman to serve for the College of St. Mary. Freeman serve taken by Holland. Mickeljohn sets quick to Rood. Bang at the 10-foot line. 17-15 Jamestown. 2-point Jimmy lead in the second. Serve coming from Izzy Weedle. Weedle's serve is played by Robley. May have been out as Weedle hit that one right at the baseline. And now a hit into the net by Anderson. And a four-hit call against the College of St. Mary. And a timeout called by the Flames. 18-15. Jamestown up in set two, trying to take a decisive 2-0 lead.
Hi, it's Zach, newest member of the Jamestown Sports and Ortho team with Apex Physical Therapy and Wellness Center. Did you know that you have a choice when it comes to where you go for physical therapy? Whether you suffered a sports injury, underwent surgery, or are dealing with a chronic orthopedic issue, Apex Physical Therapy is here to get you back in the game. Conveniently located at 1008 10th Street Southeast next to the Recycling Center. To schedule your appointment, give us a call at 952-2739. That's 952-2739.
Jamestown leading in set two. They took the opening set 25-19, trying to take a commanding lead here in this match. Izzy Weedle will serve for the Jimmies. Weedle from the basketball baseline hits it to Freeman. Patton sets the right for Hogan, and that's going to be off the touch. Splits Mickeljohn and Weedle in the back row. And a point for the Flames. Jimmy's up 18-16. Serve coming from Robley. Nearly clips the tape. Played by Holland. Left side for Thomas, and she punches that one through the block. 19-16. Hogan nearly got it. But Thomas, just a little too much on it, kind of rolled it between her Hogan's two hands, and it ricocheted off both of them and landed right behind her. 19-16, Jimmy's lead by three. Lohman serve taken by Anderson. They'll bump it up left back to Anderson. Blocked back, covered up by Robley. Petrie sets the right for Hogan, shoots it out of play. 22-16, Jimmy's up four in the second. And Randall Lohman will serve for the orange and black. Lohman serve taken on the far side. Petrie will set it left for Anderson. Blocked back. And it's going, or I should say, off the block and in. So a point for the Flames, 20-17. Jimmy's leading by three here in set two. Up 1-0 in the match. Patton, Patton rotates back on to serve for the Flames. Patton serve taken by Holland. Lohman sets middle for Knutson off the block and down. 21-17. Jimmy's up four now in set two. Michaelitz and Sheely back on. Holland and Thomas off. Sheely will serve for the Jimmies to Robley. Patton at the 10-foot line, sets it to the right for Anderson, and Lohman nearly got it. It glanced off her right arm and shot into the Jimmy bench. So a point for the Flames. 21-18, Jimmy's up by three. Zakreski to serve for the College of St. Mary. Zakreski serve taken by Sheely. Lohman sets the right for Sabadash, and that one's down in front of Zakreski. 22-18, Jamestown. And Ellingson to serve. Ellingson serve taken by Robley. Patton sets the left for Freeman, and she knocks that one off the block and out. So a point for the Flames. Serve coming by Herm, and she hits it into the net. That was a big mistake by the Flames right there. The freshman Herm hits one into the net, and it's 23-19. And Jackie Mickeljohn on to serve. Mickeljohn serve, played by Zakreski. Good pass up front. They'll set it now to the left for Freeman, and that one ricochets off the block and into the Jimmy bench. So a point for the Flames, 23-20. Jimmy's up by three. Petrie will serve now and be the setter for the College of St. Mary. Petrie serve, taken by Michaelitz. Great pass to Mickeljohn. Sets middle for Rude and buries that one in front of Robley. 24-20, Newman Arena rises to their feet. Four set points for the Jimmies. What a crowd we have here tonight. Hannah Holland will serve for set two. Here's Holland's serve, played by Zakreski on a knee. Takes Petrie out of her spot. Hit over by Freeman, played by Holland. Mickeljohn sets for Weedle, blocked, played out of the net by Freeman. And Freeman will hit it into the net. And yeah, the point to Jamestown. So the Jimmies will win set two. So hold them on a minute. That should have been four. It hit the tape and came back, and one of the officials said, or one of the line judges said, it hit the antenna, which it was not touched by Jamestown, I don't think. I had a pretty good view at that right down the line here. And it is a point for Jamestown. They take set two, 25-20. So the Jimmies with a commanding two sets to nothing lead. They'll try to sweep the Flames when we come back.
The biggest adventures start with the biggest dreams, and you can make them come true with the 2019 Honda Pioneer 1000. It's a Sports A999cc engine, a six-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission, and an impressive 2,000-pound towing capacity, which means you can do it all, hunting, fishing, trail riding, and more. Just head to Gun and Reel Sports on 1st Street West Jamestown and check out the Honda Pioneer 1000 today. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older.
What does a certified nursing assistant do? What does it take to become one? How much does a certified nursing assistant make? All great questions. Ave Maria Village in Jamestown currently have full and part-time CNA positions available and are waiting to answer any questions you have about the job and welcome you to apply. All shifts have openings. Short part-time shifts are available as well. Be a CNA at Ave Maria Village in Jamestown. Call 252-5660 or apply at avemariavillage.org.
We'll be right back. This is Warren Abrahams, the news director for i3G Media. Today we're talking with Carly Furman. She's on the Student Senate, works in the marketing department as a work study, a musician, and with the worship team. Carly, tell us why you chose the University of Jamestown.
The University of Jamestown has a unique aspect in which it really makes you feel like you're wanted to be there. You feel like this is the place for you.
And you can start your journey to success at the University of Jamestown today. Make a plan to tour their beautiful campus by visiting uj.edu.
RM Stout is your premier Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealership, and now into our fourth generation of family operation. We are incredibly proud of our area athletes and know how vital your family travel needs are to get you safely from home to the game and back again. New and used sales, service, parts, accessories, and body shop, plus our quick lane for oil changes, light duty service, and tires. Visit us at stoutcars.com, call 252-2270, or stop in at the junction of I-94 and 281 South in Jamestown. Everything you need for the season, Stout's has it.
Before you can start building business, you have to build a business, you know, a building, a storefront, a facility, new or addition. Problem is, you're too busy taking care of business, you don't have time to meet with a planner, a contractor, and all the suppliers. But if you wait any longer, you're going to start losing business. Well, have you heard about Hillerud Construction? They're in the business of building business. Literally, quality commercial construction. Saves you time, stress, and money so that you can get on with your business. Visit HillerudConstruction.com or call 253-8310 to get the ball rolling.
The best steaks, the best ribs, and the all-around best food value in Jamestown are found at the Frontier Fort. And now you can play one of their five electronic gaming machines. Thursdays are rib night with fresh from the oven rack of ribs. Friday and Saturday nights, it's prime rib, baby. And any night, Monday through Saturday, you can get a steak and shrimp dinner for just $12.95. We found the beef and the pork and the bison and elk. It's at the Frontier Fort Restaurant. Opens at 4 p.m. daily. Shop the gift shop below for North Dakota souvenirs, too.
The Buffalo City's home for Jimmy Football is AM 1400 KQDJ.
The Sideline is no place for your athlete. Dedicated to the complete care of young athletes.
The new year is upon us. Needing a new job for the new year? Edgewood Senior Living invites you to join them for 2019 and beyond. They currently have CNA positions available, as well as the unique and fulfilling job of a life enrichment assistant. Assist in the planning, organization, and execution of resident activities at Edgewood. If it sounds like your job would be having fun, playing games, doing crafts, and planning entertainment for Edgewood Jamestown, you're right. Apply online at edgewoodseniorliving.com/careers.
Jamestown takes the first two sets. They lead 2-0 back here at Newman Arena. Steve Linsmeyer with you on ESPN Jamestown, NewsDakota.com, and JimmyAthletics.com. So the Jimmies will serve to start set number two. And Randall Lohman will serve for the Jimmies to get us underway in the third. Jimmies up 2-0. Here's Lohman's serve, taken by Anderson. Patton will set the right to Anderson. That's going to be dug out by Holman. Lohman sets the right for Sabanash, and that's going to get through the block. And a rattle between the block and the net. And a 1-0 lead for Jamestown. So Miranda Lohman will serve now for the orange and black. Lohman serve taken by Robley. Patton will set the middle for DeLuey. Blocked back and gets tied up into the arm of Darren Willem. And it's 2-0 Jamestown. So the Jimmies with a 2-0 lead. Serve hits the net, almost an ace, but Patton able to get it out of there, and now a collision in the back row by the Flames, and it's 3-0 Jamestown. So the Jimmies have a 3-0 lead here in set three. And on to serve for the Jimmies is Miranda Lohman. Lohman serve taken by Robley. This goes outside the antenna to Patton, and she punches it through. And it's 3-1. Point to the College of St. Mary. Serve coming by Zakreski. Zakreski serve taken by Holland. Lohman sets the middle for Knutson. Off the block, it drops into the middle. 4-1 Jamestown. Jimmy's lead 4-1. Serve coming from Hannah Sheely. Jimmy's up 2-0, leading 4-1 in set three. Patton will set it, and it's blocked back at the net. Taylor Holmes, tried to hit that one over. She hit the tape. It comes back, and it's 5-1 Jamestown. Hannah Sheely will serve. Robley plays it. Patton will dump it across. Lohman dives into the 10-foot line. Sheely passes it up. Left side, Michaelitz. Dug out Robley. Back to the Flames. Left side for Freeman. Blocked back by Knutson. And the Flames shoot it out of play. They're looking for a touch. They're not going to get it. It's 6-1 Jamestown. So the Jimmies have a 5-point lead in set three. This goes to Zakreski. Patton sets for Herm, and that one hits the back line. And a point for Emma Herm, the freshman from Omaha, Nebraska. Again, did not play in the match 10 days ago when the Flames were here in Jamestown. Herm serve played by Sheely. Lohman will set the middle for Knutson. Patton able to punch it up, but nobody can go get it. It went over the head of Herm. And now it's 7-2. Jimmy's with a 5-point lead. And Sydney Ellington will serve, the lefty libero. Taken by Zakreski. Patton sets middle for Willman, and Knutson blocks it back into her face. It's 8-2 Jamestown. Timeout Flames. Jimmy's up 8-2. In set number three, up 2-1 of the match.
Make a bold fashion statement with the latest in designer eyewear from professional eye care centers. Ray-Ban, Versace, Coach, Oakley, Maui Jim, and Jimmy Choo are just a few to choose from. Go unique and edgy with Dutz, Vanny, and Spine, or super light and durable with Ovo. Your eyewear is one of your very best fashion accessories, so find your style at professional eye care centers, where the difference is clear, the difference is care. In Jamestown, call 252-5000.
To Jamestown leading the College of St. Mary. Steve Linsmeyer with you inside Harold Newman Arena. A great crowd tonight. I know I've said it a few times, but this has been awesome. The Jimmy faithful came out and came out in a big way tonight for this GPAC championship. Jimmy's up 2-0, leading 8-2 in the third. Sydney Ellingson served for the Jimmies, taken by Freeman at the 10-foot line. Patton sets to Freeman, and that one sails out of play. And it's 9-2 Jamestown. So Ellingson to serve for the Jimmies. Ellingson serve into the net. Saves service error for the Jimmies. So now Petrie on to serve for the Flames, taken by Michaelitz. Set up to Knutson. She'll tip it into the short corner right, but Robley was there. This goes to left for Freeman. Blocked back. Freeman tosses it in the air to Petrie. Set to the right for Hogan. Tips it over. Weedle at the 10-foot line. Lohman sets it left for Michaelitz. A great dive by Zakreski, but Petrie can't get it out of the net. And a point for Jamestown. 10-3. The Jimmies leading in set three, up 2-0 in the match. So it's 10-3 Jamestown, served by Mickeljohn, taken by Patton, and now this one is into the middle for Willman, and she shoots that one way out of play. So the Jimmies have a 11-3 advantage. And Mickeljohn serve into the near corner. There to get it was Freeman. Set to the right for Hogan, and she sneaks that one past Hannah Sheely. 11-4. Jamestown still leading by 7 here in the third. Freeman to serve. Freeman serve just barely over the net. Michaelitz plays it. Set up now to the right. They'll go back to Michaelitz. Roll shot. Nice play by Petrie and Robley to save it. And Hogan able to sneak that one over the head of Rude and Weedle. And it's 11-5. Serve coming by Freeman. Clips the tape. Michaelitz plays it. Set up middle for Rude, and she hits it into the net. So a couple in a row now by the Flames. They've trimmed the deficit to 5 and 11-6. Serve over to Sheely. Mickeljohn has to go outside the boundary to save it. Weedle hits it over. Robley jumps in front of Freeman to play it. And Hogan rolls one across to Sheely. Set up middle for Rude, and that one sneaks by Freeman. And the Jimmies lead 12-6. So a 6-point lead now for the Jimmies. Anna Holland will serve for Jamestown. Holland serve taken by Anderson. They'll go to the right side for Hogan off the touch of the net. Holland plays it. Right side set for Weedle. Dug out by Petrie. Left side for Anderson. Hit the tape. Oh, they're going to call it a touch off the Jimmies. Right side Hogan, and she hits the right corner. 12-7. Jimmy's up 5 in the third, up 2-0 in the match. They won the opening set 25-19, took the second 25-20. Serve coming from Robley. Set up middle for Rude, and she gets that one through the block. And Karina Rude's got another one. Eighth kill for Rude. And Izzy Weedle will serve from the basketball baseline, taken by Freeman. Right side for Hogan. Mickeljohn punches it up. Holland runs it down. And a free ball back to the Flames. Set up left side for Anderson. Blocked back. This is hit over and out by the College of St. Mary. And Jamestown leads 14-7. Weedle will serve. Weedle serve. Near sideline is out. Tried to cut it across to the right sideline and just missed it. So it's 14-8, Jimmies. Up by 6 in the third. And Natalie Patton to serve for the Flames. Patton serve taken by Holland. Mickeljohn sets the left for Thomas. Tips it over to Patton. Robley from just beyond the 10-foot line. Passes left for Anderson off the touch. Thomas sets it to Rude. This is going to be blocked back by the Jimmies. And now Holland will send a free ball back to the Flames. Right side for Willem, excuse me. And she gets that one off the block. And it's 14-9. Jimmies up 5 in the third. Patton to serve for the Flames. Near side comes to Rude. She passes to Mickeljohn. Mickeljohn will set to Sabadash. Right to Patton. Left side it gets bumped up to Anderson. Mickeljohn punches it in the air, and Ellingson knocks it underneath the net. And a point for the Flames. It's 14-10. Three straight now by the College of St. Mary. And Patton remains at the service line. Over to Ellingson, tough receive, and now Holland from way beyond the baseline sends it into the net. She had to hit that one over her head, and a timeout called by the Jimmies. So the Flames not going quietly here in the third as they've trimmed the deficit to 3, down 2-0.
Paying your energy bill the old-fashioned way takes a lot of steps, including all those steps to the mailbox. ePay from Ottertail Power Company is an easier way to manage your account anytime, anywhere, even from your mobile phone. It's free. It's easy. Take the first step. Enroll at otpco.com/ePay. Ottertail Power Company. On for you.
What would life be like without telephones, internet, and digital cable? Let's not even go there. Dakota Central is proud to be the local company that provides you with these high-tech communication options. Whether it's the crystal-clear telephone connection, the digital cable that produces over 150 channels, HD and DVR, or reliable high-speed internet, Dakota Central provides it all, serving Jamestown and Carrington and beyond. Call 952-1000, 652-3184, or see them on the web at dakotacentral.com.
Patton's serve will get us back to action. Jimmy's up 14-13. Mickeljohn sets to Rude, and she finds an opening in the right corner. Nobody there for the College of St. Mary. And it's 15-11. The Jimmy's leading by four here in set three. Lohman will serve for the Jimmy's. Lohman serve. Taken by Anderson. Patton will set middle for Holmes, and that's going to be a net violation against the Jimmies. So it's 15-12. Three-point Jimmy advantage. They led by seven at 14-7, but five of the last six for the Flames. Serve to Holland. Good pass to Lohman. Sets it up for Knutson. Robley able to dig it out. And this will be passed over to the Jimmy. Sabanash inside the 10-foot line. Lohman sets it for Thomas off the block. Patton spins around, runs it down. Left side, they'll set it up for Freeman, and she knocks it through the block. And the Flames are within two at 15-13. Jimmy's led 14-7. But it is a 6-1 run now by the Flames. Zakreski serve taken by Knutson. Lohman will set the right for Sabanash. Blocked back. Ellingson plays it up. Holland to Thomas, and there's a free ball over to the Flames. They're back in system. Left side for Freeman. Dug out by Holland and tipped over by Sabanash. And now a bounce up to the left for Freeman. Punched in the air by Lohman. Holland saves it. And Ellingson sends it over. What an effort by Anna Holland. Right side through the block and a kill for Willman, and it's 15-14. The Flames lead, or trail, excuse me, by just one. Serve coming by Zakreski. Holland. Jamestown not passing well right now. Sabanash off the right side. And it's 16-14. Jamestown badly needed that one here in the third. Hannah Sheely in to serve for the orange and black. Sheely serve taken by Zakreski. They'll set all the way across to the left for Freeman and down in front of Sheely. 16-15, all the momentum right now, wearing navy blue for the Flames. Herm in to serve. Herm serve taken by Michaelitz. Lohman sets for Knutson through the block and flipped in the air and passed her teammates by Patton. And the Jimmies lead 17-15. Two-point Jimmy lead in set three, up 2-0 in the match. Over to Freeman. Patton straddles the 10-foot line, sets it left for Willman, and she kills that one across the court in the right corner. 17-16. Jamestown trying to keep the Flames at bay up one. Petrie rotates to serve. Petrie's serve is short and into the net. A costly mistake there by the Flames. Two-point Jamestown lead. We're in the GPAC Championship here from Newman Arena. Mickeljohn will serve for the orange and black. Mickeljohn serves. Zakreski to her right, able to slide in front of it to play it. Set up for Hogan. Played by Ellingson. Mickeljohn sets the right for Weedle. To the back line, Zakreski for the Flames. Left side set, tipped over. There to get it was Sheely. Set up now for Rude, and Rude mishit it into the net. And it is 18-17. Jimmy's up by a point. Freeman to serve for the Flames. Freeman serve, played by Michaelitz. Mickeljohn sets for Weedle, tipped across to Hogan. Now the Flames are in system. Left side for Anderson, dug out by Sheely. Set up for Root. Off the block, it goes to Robley. Outside the 10-foot line, they'll set Freeman. Mickeljohn's there. Second touch goes to Ellingson. Set up for Michaelitz. And across the court, it comes to Robley. Right side for Hogan off the block. Ellingson again for the Jimmies. Mickeljohn passes it left. Michaelitz, 10-foot line. Off the block again. Deflection to Robley. Ball at the net. Rude wins it. 19-17. Jimmies up two. Karina Rude went and got it. And Anna Holland will serve. Up, Jimmy's up two in the third. Trying to sweep the Flames. Robley to Petrie. Left side for Anderson. Dug out by Holland. Mickeljohn sets the left for Thomas. Off the tip. Deflected beyond the baseline. Run down by... Oh, my goodness. Run down by Freeman. And then nobody picked her up. And it's a point for Jamestown. And the clock moves towards midnight. On the College of St. Mary's Cinderella run, Jimmy's up three at 20-17. Hannah Holland will serve. Taken by Freeman, 10-foot line. Petrie sets it to the right, tips it over. Ellingson at the net, knocked down by Willman. And a point for the Flames. 2-point Jimmy lead. Robley to serve for the College of St. Mary. Robley serve taken by Ellingson. Michael Mickeljohn sets it to the right. Off the block and down. Off of the fist of Robley. It's 21-18. Jimmy's up three. Serve coming by Weedle. Played by Freeman. Left side, Anderson blocked at the net. Rude and Savinash, it's 22-18, and a timeout for the Flames. Jimmy's up four in the third, trying to close out the College of St. Mary.
Welcome to Unison Bank. I'm happy to help you with any kind of transaction today. Whether you're depositing money you got from selling your car, or a jar full of change you got from inside your couch cushions. No matter the financial need, I can help, because I've been helping you and all our customers for years. We are Unison, and you can be too at unisonbank.com. Go ahead at Unison Bank. Member FDIC.
The dental specialists of Jamestown understand the dedication and hard work you place in each other as a team. Through dedication, time, and teamwork, all things are made possible. At Dental Specialists of Jamestown, Dr. Alley and the knowledgeable staff work together as your orthodontic team. The dental specialist team works together to make your smile shine brighter, stronger, and help align your teeth to give you that smile that you deserve. Let the dental specialist of Jamestown be your orthodontic team. Call 252-1212 or go online at jamestownbraces.com.
Jamestown up 22-18 in set three, up 2-0 in the match. Izzy Weedle to serve for the orange and black. Serve going to Robley. Petrie will set the right for Hogan. Off the block, and it ricochets past Mickeljohn. It's 22-18. So it's a 3-point lead for the Jimmies as Mickeljohn couldn't quite get that one. And now Patton to serve. For the Flames, taken by Holland. Mickeljohn sets for Rude. Dugout Robley. Patton racing into the middle to play it. Anderson will tip it across. Holland runs in to get it. Mickeljohn pass to the left for Jordan and into the net. Thomas hits into the net off the left side. It's 22-20. Jimmy's up two in set three. Jimmy's up 2-0 in the match, trying to close it out here at a jam-packed Newman Arena. Serve from Patton to the sideline is out, and it's 23-20. Jamestown 2 points away. Miranda Lohman on to serve. Knutson rotates into the front row. Lohman serve taken by Anderson. Patton bumps it up left, and Willman tipped it over, just barely got it over. They're going to go to Sabanash. It's blocked back, flipped over now, and back to the Jimmies. Lohman sets for Knutson. Off the arms of Patton, raced into the back line, and played by Robley. Back to the Jimmies. They're in system. Left side for Thomas. Blocked back and out! And it's down to match point. It's down to championship point. Jamestown will have four of them here in the third set. Brandon Lohman will serve. Taken by Robley. Patton outside the 10-foot line. Sets the right for Anderson. Dug out by Holen. Lohman sets for Knutson. Off the block there to get it was Robley. Patton to the left side. Anderson blocked back. Played up by Robley. Patton passes it up to the right side. Willem. That's going to be tipped. Holen runs it down. Ellingson to Thomas. Tipped down. Jamestown wins the GPAC. 25-20 in the third. Jordan Thomas seals it with a tip. And the Jimmies are the champions of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Wow. A straight set victory tonight over the College of St. Mary. 25-19, 25-20, 25-20. And it's a championship for Jamestown. The College of St. Mary with a valiant run through the Great Plains Athletic Conference Tournament, upsetting number one Northwestern, and then taking down Midland. But they fall short tonight to the number eight team in the country. Jimmies in straight sets are the champions of the Great Plains Athletic Conference.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 12 private faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, South, and North Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic excellence. Last year, the conference totaled 766 NAIA Daktronic Scholar-Athletes and 193 NAIA Scholar teams. Since the league began in 2000, the GPAC has claimed 30 team NAIA national championships. For more information about the GPAC, visit our website, gpacsports.com, or follow us on Twitter at gpacsports. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
Two Rivers Printing is your local source for anything printed on paper. As a full-service print shop, they offer quick printing services, cookbooks, all kinds of business forms, binding, and more. So call for banner signs, invitations, business documents, and more. They can also do wide format printing in matte, gloss, blueprints, and polyester. With a staff that boasts 38 years of experience, you know it will be done right. Call Two Rivers Printing at 251-1266 at the end of 10th Street, Jamestown.
The harder kids play, the harder they fall. On the field, the court, or the playground, injuries and broken bones happen. Essentia Health's orthopedics and sports medicine team offers easy access to experts who provide compassionate care to get your kids back in the game as safely and quickly as possible. Essentia Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, caring for you like nowhere else. For more information, visit EssentiaHealth.org.
This is Warren Abrahamson, news director for i3G Media. Today we're talking with Addie Schnabel. He's in choir, on student senate, a Jimmy ambassador, and he's on the worship team. Addie, why did you choose the university?
When I was looking for colleges, I really wanted to seek out a good community for me and one community that would really support me. When I came to the University of Jamestown, I knew that I would be supported and loved by all the people that are surrounding me.
And you can start your journey to success at the University of Jamestown today. Make a plan to tour their beautiful campus by visiting uj.edu.
Hi, it's Zach, newest member of the Jamestown Sports and Ortho team with Apex Physical Therapy and Wellness Center. Did you know that you have a choice when it comes to where you go for physical therapy? Whether you suffered a sports injury, underwent surgery, or are dealing with a chronic orthopedic issue, Apex Physical Therapy is here to get you back in the game. Conveniently located at 1008 10th Street Southeast, next to the Recycling Center. To schedule your appointment, give us a call at 952-2739. That's 952-2739.
Jamestown claims the GPAC championship in straight sets tonight, 25-19, 25-20, and 25-20 over the College of St. Mary. Their Cinderella run ends here at Newman Arena, but what a end of the season for the College of St. Mary. A knockoff of number one Northwestern a week ago in four sets. Then on Wednesday, they take down Midland, and tonight they give the Jimmies all they could handle through three sets, but Jamestown just a little bit better, and the crowd certainly played a factor, a massive crowd tonight here at Newman Arena, and they are the champions of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and what a victory tonight by John Hegerly's crew. They claim the GPAC in just their third or the second season in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They have won the title. And we are going to hopefully talk to John Hegerly. We'll talk to John Hegerly here in just a few minutes. Sarah's going to track him down for me. I think he's going to come on over here. So Jamestown wins in three sets, 25-19, 25-20, 25-20. And the head coach of the Jimmies, John Hegerly, making his way over here and going to talk a little bit about this one. And, Coach, congratulations.
Thank you, Steve.
How does this feel?
Awesome. I mean, look at the atmosphere in here. I can't believe it. I haven't seen it like this. I mean, just the crowd was unbelievable.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. The atmosphere was definitely like a seventh player on the floor tonight, I would imagine.
Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, football goes out and just conquers the field today. What a great way for them to end their season. Men and women's basketball wins. Wrestling does a great job this weekend. I'm probably missing something. You know, hockey had a great week. You know, someone said to me, the spirit is different here in the last couple of weeks. Just look at what our athletic department and our athletics have done in the last 2 weeks, and this just is a feather in the cap for us.
Well, what was the key tonight? How'd you guys get it done?
Big orange band. That was awesome.
Yeah.
You know, our players were just so excited to be here, and one of the things I was concerned about is you get a little too amped up, and I said, you guys, just relax your brains, and I just want you to focus. Just be mentally, you know, alert and sharp in what's going on and what we've been working on, and, you know, our middles. Our blocking and our hitting out of the middle. Karina Rood was just an animal.
Well, the first set, at the net, you guys were unstoppable. The second set I thought was a little disjointed. There was really no flow to it. There was nobody really had any runs. There were no long volleys. Kind of a weird second set, so you guys kind of took control at the end.
Yeah, you know, in that second set, I challenged our back row. We had a lot of first ball contacts that should have been right on the setter, and then we didn't put them on the setter. And that's why we weren't in flow offensively. You know, when we can run our middle, holy cats. But then we weren't able to run as much middle, and so then we were a little more predictable. And I really, during a timeout, I said, hey, we really have to take care of that first ball. We've had some easy first balls that we passed 15, 20 feet off the net, and then we can't run anything.
Yeah. Well, this is a great end of the regular season, but I know you guys are not done.
No. You know, last spring I challenged our team. One of the phrases we always use is perpetual ascension, and I said, you guys, we've just been getting better and better and better. It's inevitable. What's the next step? And one of the things they said is we want to compete for a conference championship.
Well, to win the GPAC in just the second season that you guys have been in here, what does that mean to you and your program?
You know, it probably hasn't hit home yet what that means, but to win the conference tournament of the, you know, arguably best conference in the country, I mean, what a great achievement. And for these players to do it in the way they did it, we're just a one step at a time, blue collar, what's in front of us, what needs to be done type of team. And so I think this kind of maybe snuck up on our players a little bit. And so I think it'll hit home. But we have, you know, we got nationals coming up, so we got practice on Monday.
Well, you do have about a week and a half off until the national tournament. Yep. Thanksgiving mixed in there as well. So going to be a little bit of a different schedule here these next couple weeks. How do you keep this momentum going into the national tournament?
Just not going off the deep end as far as, oh, we got to get all this stuff done in the gym. I think we'll probably do three practices on, three practices off, give them time on Thanksgiving. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And that's kind of it. We do have some players that really need some break, some time here. We got a lot of players in the training room, a lot of players that are partial, if not, or kept out of practice in the last 3 weeks, and so it'll be nice to get them healed up and so we're fresh when we get into Nationals.
Well, I don't think the atmosphere in this game is going to be forgotten anytime soon.
Oh, unbelievable. I mean, even I'm up. Big Orange Jam plays the Jimmy Fight song, and I'm standing up on our bench singing away. I'm like, and I thought to myself, what are you doing? This isn't what you usually do, but I just love having them here.
Yeah, what an awesome night. Coach, congratulations. Go celebrate with your team.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That is John Hegerle, head coach of the Jimmies. His team wins in straight sets tonight, knocking off the College of St. Mary 25-19, 25-20, and 25-20. The Jimmies are the champions of the Great Plains Athletic Conference in just their second season in the GPAC, and they will head on to the national tournament. That will start, well, a little more than a week and a half, actually. Not until December 3rd, so about 2.5 weeks, really, until the Jimmies will play again on December 3rd in Sioux City. They'll play the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th in pool play, and then if they would advance past pool play, Friday is the round of 16 and the Elite Eight, and then Saturday is the Final Four and the championship if they would keep going. And obviously you got to feel like this team's in a pretty good spot right now. If they can keep this rolling, they've got a chance in the next couple of weeks to be right there in the thick of it and win a potential national championship. The Jimmies win the GPAC in straight sets tonight, 25-19, 25-20, 25-20. Our next broadcast here on ESPN Jamestown will be Wednesday night. The University of Jamestown basketball teams are back at home taking on Dakota Wesleyan. A pair of top 10 teams come to Newman Arena, and we'll have it for you right here on ESPN Jamestown as well as the video stream on jimmyathletics.com. As the women's game starts at 5:30, the men will follow at 7:30, and both those games right back here on this same station. So that is going to do it for us today. What a day it was for the Orange and Black. The Jimmy football team wins. As Coach alluded to, the basketball team sweeps Doan, and the volleyball team caps it off with a conference championship. And we'll see you back here Wednesday night. The Jimmies win the GPAC in straight set, 25-19, 25-20, 25-20 over the College of St. Mary. We'll see you back here Wednesday night.